And agencies are taking down or have taken down 150 websites. Those sites sell everything from fake DVDs to counterfeit designer clothes to potentially lethal pharmaceuticals. Officials credit the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center for the biggest sting of online counterfeit products ever by the government. Federal News Radio reporter Jason Miller has details about the Coordination Center and a new initiative that would stop the flow of counterfeit products. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So Monday's operation, the biggest counterfeit product sting on the web ever, is that for sure?
Well, that's what they're saying, the officials saying, and you know, they would be the ones to know because they've been working on this for several years now. But I think there's a couple of reasons why this was so big. The first is the obvious one. More of us are buying stuff online. The market has grown, so the market for fake products is growing. I mean, it just makes sense. The people who produce these fake products are going where the people are. That is online. And this has also led the government to go there to try to crack down, to focus on this problem. Now, John Morton is the director of the Homeland Security Department's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Directorate. I caught up with him yesterday at the White House event highlighting a series of new steps agencies are taking to stem the tide of counterfeit products. He describes the reason sting and why he believes this effort is different than those in the past.
Well, so the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center is housed at ICE, and it is a joint task force of 16 different federal law enforcement agencies with authority to enforce the nation's intellectual property laws. And for the first time, we have everybody coming together. We're approaching this in a coordinated joint fashion. We're bringing our many different powers and authorities to bear, and we have had a very profound impact in a short period of time. Why do I say that? The reason we've had a profound impact in a very short period of time is that working together, we have been able to increase the number of investigations, seizures, arrests, indictments, and prosecutions dramatically to all-time highs. Part of that is that the agencies that make up the IPR Center are contributing more resources to it. Part of it is that together we are able to do operations that are much larger than any one of us could do on our own.
Give me a sense of that coordination. You had said, obviously, it's like the idea of crowdsourcing. All our brains together are bigger than one of our brains alone.
We just did our second operation surrounding Cyber Monday, the largest online shopping day of the year. And last year we did 82 sites. This year we did 150 sites. We would never be able to mount that kind of operation alone. In this particular year, you had 150 sites, the largest number we've ever done in a single operation. And we were able to do it because the FBI and ICE, the two largest criminal investigative agencies in the country, came together and worked on it together. We divvied up the sites, we investigated, and then we worked with eight different United States Attorney's offices and the criminal division to go get seizure warrants for all of the sites. And as a result, we have the single largest enforcement action when it comes to online websites in the country's history in a single day.
Can you give me a sense of how that coordination works? Obviously, there are meetings and conference calls and all that, but what's the process by which that can happen?
The IPR Center is located in Arlington, Virginia, right across the street from National Airport. And the beauty of it is everybody's co-located. So we literally sit down together, go over leads, go over ideas, think of future enforcement initiatives, work with industry, receive tips from the public, and we do it every week. We do it together, and we focus our efforts in that fashion. And it's just much more efficient. It's much more powerful. We now accept tips and referrals from the government over our website. You can go to iprcenter.gov and push on the website and report a crime, and we will look at it and investigate.
When you were at the Justice Department previously, how did this work? Was it more ad hoc?
The big difference was in the past, the individual agencies pursued enforcement from the perspective of their individual powers. So ICE is an investigative agency. FBI is an investigative agency. Customs and Border Protection has seizure powers. The Commerce Department has powers. FDA focuses on drugs. Now we're able to all come together. The criminals don't ever respect those lines of authorities. The criminals don't simply operate in counterfeit pharmaceuticals. They're also selling counterfeit DVDs, exercise equipment, golf clubs, power cords, and holiday lights. And we need to be able to come together and pursue this in one concerted fashion. The old way, it wasn't that we weren't catching counterfeiters and we weren't putting them in jail. We were. We just weren't able to do it at the same level. And we also weren't able to pool the resources. Something like the IPR Center costs a lot of money. ICE bears the administrative costs, but that is greatly outweighed by the benefits of having everybody come, contribute agents, analysts, and officers, and sit there together and work on this in a very, very focused fashion. And you also have a place now that industry can come. They know it's open today. They know it's going to be open tomorrow. They know it's receptive to concerns about criminal activity. It's a one-stop shop.
All right, Jason, so what is the new initiative that they're going to have to stop counterfeit product?
Well, they're looking at it from two points of view. They're looking at it from the internal government point of view, but the new initiative is really going to focus on the external point of view. And that's why we were at the White House yesterday. John Morton from ICE, Attorney General Eric Holder, Deputy Commerce Secretary Rebecca Blank, and White House Intellectual Property Enforcement Coordinator Victoria Espinel rolled out a new public awareness campaign. The government created a series of public service announcements for radio, TV, and print discussing the impact of counterfeit products have on the economy, from jobs to health to really just the idea of stealing creativity. In fact, this is another piece to a very, broad ongoing effort by the administration to crack down on counterfeit products. Espinel led several other initiatives over the last year, including an in-depth review of intellectual property efforts across the government.
Based upon that review, we formulated core operating principles through which the U.S. government can more effectively increase the enforcement of intellectual property. These principles include overall efficiency, in other words, to work efficiently within the government to maximize our resources, in particular our law enforcement resources, and increase our enforcement activities. Legislative reform to ensure that our laws are up to date and that they are effective to combat the ever-evolving tactics of counterfeits and pirates, to increase law enforcement investigation and prosecution of offenders. Voluntary initiatives to engage the private sector and create voluntary solutions and best practices to reduce infringement, and public awareness to inform the public about the impact that intellectual property crime has on our economy.
So Morton and others say the government must do a better job of educating the public about the impact of counterfeit products. He says alone the government cannot stop the flow of these fake DVDs, clothes, shoes, even pharmaceuticals. It's really going to take that combined effort of the public understanding the impact and the government doing its enforcement job.
Jason, was there any sense from all of the officials yesterday that this whole effort is timed to be for Christmas because now people are shopping for stuff? Is that why they launched it now, just days after Thanksgiving?
Well, I think that the Cyber Monday crackdown obviously played a big role in part of the reason why. And I think there is some timing around that as you get closer to the, if you will, the buying season. I think that does play a big role. But this has been an effort that this administration obviously has been working on for quite a while. This is something Congress is very interested in. Just yesterday in the defense authorization bill, Carl Levin and Senator John McCain, they got an amendment passed to the DOD authorization bill that would really tighten the requirements, the standard that DOD has around counterfeit products, meaning in terms of how they oversee it and how the vendors deal with it. So this is not a new effort, but this is just another piece to that longer puzzle.
And what about the diplomatic aspect of this? Because most of the counterfeit goods, frankly, come from China. And did they mention whether that would affect diplomatic relations in any way at all?
It did not come out yesterday, but what they did say about the Counterfeit Product Center is that it's not just 16 agencies, it's also three countries. I mean, they have Canada, Mexico, as well as representatives from the European Union. So they do see this as not just a U.S. problem, but an international problem. I do imagine that there is some discussion between the State Department and China about counterfeit goods. We've seen some news reports over the last 6 or 9 months around this as well.